studies have shown the biggest threat to firefighters is not smoke or burns, it's heart attacks, even during less strenuous tasks. Adding to some firefighters' woes is weight. A recent study in the medical journal Obesity found 3/4 of candidates for fire and ambulance positions in Massachusetts were too heavy for their well-being and mobility on the job. Recruiting fit personnel is easier when the pool is big. Full-time departments like Madison have it easier than those which are paid on call operations. That's how it works in the village of Howard, located in northeastern Wisconsin. Fire Chief Edward Yonke oversees about 40 people who undergo annual assessments. He says air intake is monitored while a person simulates on-duty activities, for instance, using an axe, dragging a hose, or climbing a ladder.
Certainly, I think that the whole idea of physical fitness has come to light for a lot of fire departments, and recognizing the whole cardiac nexus, we certainly take that to heart, so to speak.
Fat and fit are not always at odds. There are those who can perform rigorous physical activities despite added weight. But firefighters already carry a heavy load of equipment. Sometimes the only way to lighten the load is to lose weight. Lieutenant Nick Craig is with the Green Bay Fire Department.
There were several of our members here that really wanted to make a difference in their lives and become more fit, be able to do the job better, and several of them lost 60-plus pounds in the last year.
The weighty issue is affecting Americans as a whole. The latest figures from the National Center for Health Statistics indicates obesity is now more common than being overweight. So fire departments have to be concerned with more than their own staff's weight. They have to accommodate those they rescue. Lori Wirth is with the Madison Fire Department.
Our paramedics are at great risk for back injuries. A lot of people ask, why do we send along a fire truck with our ambulance? And the reason for that is so that there's some additional assistance for lifting the heavier patients.
Fire personnel may not be able to do much about the weight of those they rescue, but Worth says Madison's department is trying to address the fitness level of its own staff.
One is a peer fitness training system whereby a number of our firefighters have been certified as trainers. In cases where somebody may be struggling with that, they will work with them to put together a program that fits their needs.
Many communities are trying to tackle obesity in a large-scale effort. Green Bay has a campaign that runs the gamut from menu planning to healthy activities. Madison aims to be worthy of its moniker, Fit City. Right now, there's room for improvement in the greater Madison area. Half of all Dane County adults are overweight. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.